When Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Shabbos, and we read the Maftir, the Haftarah, so we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh Chodoshim. When Yontif falls out on the Shabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. We finish the Birchas Haftarah, we mention the Yontif also. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we don't. And the reason is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chavdal and Amud Beis, is because the Navi is not read because of Rosh Chodesh at all. It's only read because of Shabbos. If not for Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a Haftarah. So in Mela, there's no Askara, you do not mention Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh Chodoshim by the Haftarah. Because the Haftarah is not here because of the Rosh Chodesh at all. Ilulei Shabbos, if not for Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a Maftar at all. Masha'enkein, Yontif does have a Maftir. If it wouldn't have been Shabbos, or even regular Yontif in a weekday, you also read a Haftarah. You read the Kriyas HaTorah, and then you read the Haftarah, Maftir. So Yontif is Meshav, Mechayv himself a Haftarah, so that's where you masquer it. So something that would not have come, if not for that day, then you're not masquer it. Masha'enkein, and something that would have come, then you would masquer it. And that's how the Gemara comes out. Tosfos comes like that, Lahalocha, and that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch. That we don't mention Mekadesh, HaShabbos, V'Rosh Chodoshim, when we say the Birchas HaTorah, but we do say Mekadesh, Yisrael V'Azmanim, Shabbos, Yisrael V'Azmanim, and it's Shabbos and Yontif. Then the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what about Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Shabbos Chol HaMoed, after all, is a weekday klapei the Yontif. It's Chol HaMoed, but it's Shabbos. So what do you do when you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Do you say Mekadesh, Yisrael, HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, on Chol HaMoed Pesach? Or no, Lemaisa, Chol HaMoed doesn't have a Haftarah. There wouldn't have been a Kriyas Torah and Haftarah. There wouldn't have been a Novi. There would have been just a Kriyas Torah. There wouldn't have been a Novi. There wouldn't have been a Maftir. So, Mele, you should not be masquerade just like you're not masquerade Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Chol HaMoed mentioning Yontif is just like mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, but you don't. So, Mele, that's how it comes out in Halacha, that you do not mention Mekadesh Yisrael, Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Because after all, if not for Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a Novi read. Chol HaMoed, you don't read Novi. There's no Maftir. So, Mele, you know, you're not Maskir Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, but rather just Mekadesh HaShabbos. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he says a Gois HaChiddush, which the Velt fears like that Magen Avraham. Zok the Magen Avraham, that's all when it comes to Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. But Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, even though it's the same Yontif, the Yontif of Chol HaMoed is not Mechayev, a Novi. But since every single day of Chol HaMoed, it's Chalukim Mekorban Oseyen. There's different Korbanos that are brought, as we know, 12, 11, 13, 12, 11 goes down. Mismatim V'Holchim, that's Beisham Hashita when it comes to Nechanukah too. But the Korbanos are brought, different Korbanos, Kenegdu Misoilim, every single day of Sukkos. So it's considered like a Yontif Bifnei Atzmoi. And that's why he says, Yemesayim Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Azmanim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Goyis HaChiddush. The Goyin argues on this Magen Avraham, and the Goyin says that Yemesayim Mekadesh HaShabbos, just like Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh Chodoshim because the Lulei Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a Novi. Likewise, Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos B'Yisrael V'Azmanim because if not for Shabbos, you would not be a Novi on Chol HaMoed. So what should the fact that it's Chalukim become the same, change the Indian legabe the maftir. And the going paskin to be a go and a maiserav that you don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim on Sukkos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The veil does feel like that. But that is the sheet of the going. The sheet of the going is the Chorim Mavur because Be'etzim, the Magen Avraham is very nice that it's Chalukim become the same. But at the end of the day, Chalukim Mekorban Oseyen is not a Mechayev of a Novi. V'araya, all the other days of Chol HaMoed, you don't read Novi, even though you have Kriyas HaTorah. So the fact that Chalukim Mekorban Oseyen is not Ilulei Shabbos, there wouldn't have been a Novi. That Svarah remains. It's a Svarah of the Gemara. And Tosfos Paskins, the Halach and the Shulchan Aruch goes with that Svarah when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. So Zok the Goyin, why should it change now that it's Chalukim Mekorban Oseyen? That's the fact Chalukim Mekorban Oseyen, correct. But it doesn't change V'araya. Every day of Chol HaMoed, you don't read the Novi either. So that is the Shita Sagro. So when someone is in the shul, this Nahar Nahar Upasha, different minhagim in Yerushalayim, that many of the feels like the Goyin over here, At least when I'm here, Shabbos Chol Hamoed. I'm not always here. Yom Tov, I'm here the first days. I'm here the second day. Sometimes Shabbos Chol Hamoed go away. But when I'm here, I always tell the Gabbai, I'm sure it's like that when I'm not here too. But the point is that when a person hears on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos that the Baal Mafte says, Mekadesh HaShabbos, maybe there's a reason. You don't have to jump and correct him. Mekadesh HaShabbos Chol Hamoed, Azoy Shteit Natsko. No. According to the Goyin, you're not mechalek Shabbos Chol Hamoed between Pesach and Sukkos, and you always miss out on Mekadesh HaShabbos.